This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I know this is probably like, you know, a little eye rolling to take you back to, you know, when you signed here, but, you know, was this the, we talked so much about the goals and what you thought the potential of this offense could be now about to play in the AFC East Championship game. I mean, if you could take me back there, I mean, is this what you thought when you're having the early conversations about what this team and organization could kind of reach?
I mean, it's hard to like have any expectations of kind of how the season's going to go, I guess. I mean, you know the talent's there, but putting it together is a whole different story. And, you know, before I came here, you don't know the people, you don't know the guys. So, and you don't know really how the organization works from the inside out. So you never really know. I had zero expectations when I came here. I just came here, you know, ready to do what I had to do to help the team get there. I mean, the ultimate goal is to get to the Super Bowl always, no matter what team you're on. So that's always what you want to do. But I learned a long time ago that having expectations it wasn't a good thing a little bit, you know, because then if it doesn't go how you expected, then things start to get negative and turn the wrong way real quick. So it's almost like you just come in with your mind free and ready for anything, if that makes sense.
Definitely. Thanks, Cole.
Yeah.
Hey, Cole. It's Kim Jones from NFL Network. Brian Daboll was telling us the other day that in the locker room, even though you didn't have a catch in the game, you were like the happiest guy there, all smiles. Can you reflect back on that moment and what you were thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I've told the wideouts all week, or pretty much, you know, all playoffs, that, you know, it doesn't matter where it comes from. I said, I don't care if I have zero catches or 100, I'm gonna give it my all and I'm gonna do what I gotta do to help us win. So, and I don't care how we have to do it. You know, that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is, you know, just giving your all every play and doing the best you can. You can't control where the ball goes all the time. So, you know, the goal is still to make an impact, even though a lot of people don't understand that. You can make an impact in the game without catching the ball, whether it's drawing coverage. You know, they have to worry about me underneath either way. So, you know, if they're bringing more attention to me in some areas, and that's going to open up or free somebody up down the field, you know? So, I don't really care. I told Steph is I don't care if I have zero catches or 100, as long as we win, I'm happy as hell. So let's just do that. Do what we got to do.
Cole, for what it's worth, and I don't think you should care what I think, I'm always impressed by your Zooms. I lurk, even though I don't always ask you a question. I'm here and I listen to them every week, and your perspective is so impressive to me. Have you always had that perspective, or have you grown into it?
No, I had to grow into that. You know, it took a lot, you know, in the age of social media and all that. You know, there's so many things pulling you away from what's important and what matters the most. And you know, early in my career, I cared too much about the opinions of other people. I would let it frustrate me because they were saying things that weren't true. And it was based off just something statistical or whatever. And, you know, you don't have to have 1,500 receiving yards every year to be one of the best to do it. You know, it's really more important to me what my teammates think, what my wife thinks and my kids think. And the people that actually know me, you know, it took me a long time to kind of get to that point and get away from perception of the public and all that stuff. So, but I'm happy I did. It changed a lot of things for me, and it kind of gave me the freedom to play free and do what I do and become a better player because of it.
Thank you very much, Cole.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Cole. Good to see you.
Good to see you, buddy.
Coach McDermott, Frazier, and Dable have coached in a combined 18 championship games. With a relatively young roster with some veteran players like yourself on this team, how important is it to have multiple coaches with years of experience playing in championship weekend?
It's important because they can relay the message that it's not anything different than what it's always been. It's still football at the end of the day. There shouldn't be any added pressure. No matter how you think about a game, you're either gonna win or lose. No matter how you go into it, with how you're thinking in your mind. So, I kind of think about it that way, and it's easy for me to relax and go play because at the end of the day, it's just football, and I'm gonna give my best effort. What else can I do? There's no reason to overthink things and kind of add any pressure upon yourself. I know who I am as a player. I'm gonna trust in myself and do the best things that I can to help the team win, and that's it. And that's enough. If we don't win, it is what it is, So you just go out there and give it your best shot, and there's no regrets.
Absolutely. Thank you, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Hi, Cole. Matt Fairburn here. Kind of any way you look at it, whether it's four wide receiver sets or how often you guys throw the ball or play action or going for it on fourth down, this is an aggressive offense. What's it like to play in such an aggressive offense where Coach Dable really trusts you guys to make those types of plays?
Well, I've been on the other side of it, and there's really no other way, you would want it. It's so much fun. And it also establishes a mentality throughout your whole team as well. And we know he's going to be aggressive. So that kind of his mindset travels through our mind as well. And we go in it the same way. It's almost at this point to where if we're not aggressive, we'd probably be upset about it. It all comes down to having confidence in who you have on the team. When you have confidence in your players, you can be aggressive, and him being aggressive shows, and we feel that confidence through him. That gives us the ability to play free and play relaxed and play with confidence as well.
What do you think it says about Sean McDermott? There's this perception a defensive coach wants to run the ball, control the clock, but what do you think it says about him that he kind of empowers Coach Dable and the offense to let it rip the way you guys do?
I mean, every coach would love to establish a run game and be able to run the ball. It makes play calling a lot easier when you can do that. But kind of how we built this team and the personnel that we have, it's just kind of went that direction because, we have so many weapons that can separate, and we have that. It'd be ridiculous not to use it. Coach McDermott is obviously a smart coach, and he understands how we built this team and how we work. So that goes back to the confidence deal. Some people might be nervous to throw the ball that many times, but he really trusts us. So, and we feel that trust, and like I said, that allows us to play free. So we got to use what we have.
Yeah, do you feel like that's almost the way to win in the NFL these days? You look at the four teams left, it's four big-time quarterbacks, four big-time offenses that are throwing the ball a ton.
There's never one way to win. Good coaches adapt to the personnel they have, and our coaches are very good coaches, and they've done that the whole time. So, if we had, a bunch of huge backs and a big offensive line and, big receivers and big tight ends that were really – good at blocking, we would do that, they've just done a really good job of adapting as we got new personnel in, and now it is what it is.
Thank you, Cole, appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you, Cole. If we could get away from X's and O's for just a second here, a couple of weeks ago ESPN released a video on some of their social media pages of you rapping at a Dallas radio station in like one of their morning shows. And then, of course, you had dropped a couple of songs pretty recently about that. How did you get in to rapping, first of all, and why is this something that you like to do?
I've been into it for a long time. I've probably been recording music for over 10 years. So, you know, most of it was just having fun at first, but then I got really into it and started to fall in love with it. And then it started to turn into, I wanted to be, you know, kind of the best I could be at it. Just like, I mean, I don't know, I'm kind of like that with anything I do. If I start playing Call of Duty, I'm going to try to be the best at that. You know, that's just kind of how my mind works. So, but it's just something I love to do, and it really gives me an outlet to, you know, you can't think about football 24/7 or a job, you know, for the general population 24/7. It'll drive you nuts. It'll drive you crazy. You know, there's got to be those times that you kind of got to get away and find a way to truly get away, which takes your mind away from everything, where you're not thinking anything about it. And that's kind of mine right there. I get in the studio and it feels like 30 minutes and go by, but it's been 5 hours, and my wife's like, where are you at? And I was like, oh, I didn't realize it was so late. So, you know, that's kind of what it is for me. And, you know, and I don't know, I just enjoy creating things, and I actually am in a lot better mood when I create something that I like. So
it's good to know. Good to know that you get that text from your wife as well, because I get that all the time. Where are you? So here's my other question. You've been in the league for a while. You say you've been doing this for 10 years. What's the reaction when, you know, like you come to the Bills and you have new teammates, there's new guys on the team, and they find out that you can do this?
Yeah. I mean, you're always kind of like, I don't know, a little reluctant to talk about it. I mean, I'm not here for that, you know, so I'm here to play football, but at first, I just don't feel like anybody needs to know. It's something I like to do. I don't really, I'm not just going around like just passing out music 24/7. You know what I mean? I mean, when I get to work, I'm about business and football. And, you know, there's just times and breaks where, you know, maybe we talk about it a little bit, but I mean, I'm here for one reason, and they know what I'm here for. They know what my first priority is. And, you know, that's all that really matters to me.
Cool. Thanks. Good luck on Sunday.
Yeah.
Hey, Cole, Jenna Cottrell, forgive me if you've been asked this, I jumped in late, but I'm just curious how you look at the week 6 matchup in terms of game tape. Like, how much of a resource is that for you guys now ahead of this weekend?
Watching film?
Yeah. Just the film of that game earlier on in the season in October.
The one that we already played. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're both teams are different teams from, the first time we played. So you watch it to see how they play certain things a little bit. But other than that, I mean, you can't just watch that game. You know, you kind of have to watch the games as of late as well, because teams change throughout the season, kind of figuring out what they do better than other things. So you kind of watch everything. You know, film study is huge against any opponent. So it's always a great resource.
And then just quickly, like, how loud it's going to be at Arrowhead. It's obviously going to be the biggest crowd of the season for you guys. How do you prepare some of the younger players, Josh is obviously used to playing with crowds, but maybe a guy like Gabe Davis that hasn't really seen that true NFL stadium, and how loud it'll be, especially with everything at stake?
I think it'll give him juice. So I don't think there's anything that needs to be said. I don't know. Once you start playing, you don't really think about it. You know, it's at least I don't. So, I mean, I can't get in the heads of everybody else, but I'm assuming it's pretty similar for most guys. I mean, you know, maybe cool at first, give you maybe a few more butterflies or whatever. But once the ball snaps, that all that goes away, and you're just doing what you love, and it's back to just being a kid again. So I'm not too worried about those guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.